The last of the $1.3 billion of federal funding that supported child care centers in North Carolina during the pandemic and over the last few years runs out in the coming months. In Charlotte, centers are already worrying about potential cutbacks. As WFAE's Elvis Manasse reports, those cuts will affect the quality of care centers provide children.
A group of young kids jumped and stomped their feet at a playground west of Uptown. In a corner, another kid pedals a bicycle through a pile of leaves. The kids attend the Alliance Center for Education. Jared Keaton is the chief executive officer of Alliance, which operates 8 child care centers in Mecklenburg County, mostly in communities where families live at or below the poverty level. Before receiving supplemental funding, Keaton says their centers had trouble staffing classrooms.
Many of our centers had classrooms where we didn't have a sustained teacher. Because of the pandemic, many folks left the childcare workforce altogether.
That changed with the funds.
One of the things that we've benefited from through the funds that we received was being able to retain staff that we had, as well as provide ongoing incentive compensation to bring in new workers into the childcare workforce.
Keaton says the funds also help improve the children's equipment and ensure students learn safely.
We've been able to enhance the environment for the children with technology. We've been able to improve the environmental safety through having things like electrostatic cleaning and other things that we weren't able to afford prior to the funding.
The money also helped with simpler needs.
Many of our families don't have the ability to transport their students to and from school, and the funding has allowed us to leverage additional transportation for our families.
With the majority of the funding ending soon, Keaton says the centers now have to consider reducing transportation, reverting back to cheaper sanitation and cleaning methods, and offering fewer mental health services. One thing Alliance Center is trying not to reduce is the salary of classroom staff.
We may have to look at other means of supporting those positions, but we find those positions very vital to what we do on a daily basis. And so we're trying everything that we can to make sure that we could continue to support our staff.
Before the pandemic, the center paid classroom staff members a median rate of $16.50 per hour. With the additional relief funds, Alliance was able to increase salaries to $20 an hour. Keaton says he's not confident that they can maintain those salaries in the long run. Childcare is a strange industry. Costs are enormous for families, averaging around $15,000 a year in Mecklenburg County. But workers receive very low pay. Wages average $11 per hour in Mecklenburg County for starting teachers, rising to $15 per hour for experienced teachers, according to a report by the Child Care Service Association. About 82% of the Alliance Center for Education children are African American, and the rest are mostly Latino. The center partners with Charlotte Bilingual Preschool, who provides several Spanish-speaking teachers. In one of those Spanish-speaking classrooms, Giovanna Frioli hands out turkey-shaped party hats to kids as they celebrate Thanksgiving with their parents. Frioli is a teacher from Venezuela. She says she's nervous.
When my boss say to me, no, the resource that will be cut, oh my goodness, what will happen with my salary? What will happen with me job? With my job? What will happen to me? Or with my co-workers? What we wanna do? We don't know.
Frioli has 2 children. She says she needs to be able to support them.
I has to work. I has to get a resort for my family too. After COVID, everything is go up. All the prices, the food, everything. And actually, we need the money. Necesitas el dinero for pay the house, getting food, getting everything for living.
Shanae Gonzalez sits at a table in a nearby classroom celebrating the holiday with her 9-month-old baby on her lap, mouth open. Gonzalez has another daughter, age 5, who attends the center, while the younger daughter is part of a home-based program. Gonzalez says the uncertainty around the center's future worries her.
That's very upsetting because we need teachers. We need classrooms to be open. These kids need education. they can't just be home. So that's very upsetting and not satisfying at all as a parent that my kids go here and maybe next year she won't, you know?
Gonzalez wishes there were additional funds.
I hope we're not done in December. I hope we keep going because these kids need somewhere, a safe place to be at. They need teachers. They need a safe environment to be at.
There is some positive news. Despite the talk of a funding cliff, the phase out of money will be more like a slowly dwindling trickle. The state still has money to extend compensation grants, which were used to increase teachers' wages and offer bonuses and other benefits.
This will allow about a six-month continuation of compensation grants.
That's Janet Singerman, president and CEO of Child Care Resource, Inc.
Compensation grants now will not end in December. They'll end in June of 2024. And so that provides us with more time for some federal relief or some additional potential state relief. It moves the child care funding cliff.
Legislators this year proposed a $300 million extension through June 2025 to support staff and offer other benefits in centers in North Carolina. But the proposal didn't make it into the final state budget. Singerman says the situation facing childcare centers will affect a range of people and businesses.
This is not just a family concern. This is really a workforce productivity concern, a corporate productivity concern, and an economic recovery concern, not just for Mecklenburg, not just for North Carolina, but for our nation.
In October, Southwestern Child Development announced the closure of seven childcare centers in North Carolina's westernmost counties. Combined, these centers serve nearly 300 children. At the Lyons Center for Education, Jared Keaton says he's optimistic that their centers won't follow the same path, but he says the possibility of closing might become a reality if they cannot support their staff in the long run.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense in terms of being able to provide a livable wage for the staff. And that's a rift that will continue once these funds dry up. And so we remain hopeful that appealing to the greater community for other types of support will help sustain missions like ours. But the reality is it's going to be a hard journey.
Despite the lingering uncertainty, Keaton says staff members remain committed to pouring out their love on their young students daily. For WFAE News, I'm Elvis Manayese.
Major support for WFAE's race and equity team comes from Novant Health and Wells Fargo.